are probably employees. So my question is obviously running a business because there's a warehouse there of supplies. So why would this property not be denoted? That's again where we are being discriminated against. Our industry was targeted completely. So I'm hoping that somebody will have the strength and the backbone to stand up for what we're doing.
Well, and I also think that if you were to disclose that information, perhaps to the assessor's office, that they might go out there and reassess those that person that's doing it.
But that's not fair, though, because why would I rat one person out when there's probably jewelers, accountants, as a one-by-one? That's not...
Yeah, I understand. You understand, Valerie.
That's not fair, and I'm not going to rat somebody out, David. That's just not the right neighborly thing to do.
Well,
I don't think you would do that either.
I understand. I'm just saying I think that's what they would say is we don't know about it. I think if they know about it, literally, it's my understanding that there are thousands of these people trying to do nightly rental that you are competing with that have not even reported to the assessor's office or not filling out the affidavit, but I think they're trying to get to them. But anyway, I don't have any control over that, so you understand I can just deal with what's in front of me.
I understand, but that's the discrimination that we're experiencing.
Okay, I want to make sure that I don't know if I can, is the rest of the docket from 159 on, is that all?
Let me take a look.
Okay.
So that's mine, 160 is mine.
Okay,
yes, 161 is 164. 165 is...
Yeah, I've got your name on... Yeah, I've got your name on a bunch of them here.
Yeah, 165 is not mine. I'm going to verify that in a minute to make sure. That's not mine, and somehow got lumped with mine. The owner actually called me, and I don't work with this property at all. I just happen to know them. So that one is not mine, the 165, which is the address is 215 Friend Drive.
Okay, you have 159 Eden Enterprises?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then you have 160, 161, 166, 167, 168, 169,
97.
Just a
and
second.
97 is the one that I want the hybrid.
Right. Yeah, I've got that on your 97.
162.
163, 164, uh-huh. 170, and 93.
Correct, and that 93 should be the hybrid as well.
Okay. I got you. All right. And I'm going to tell you how I did the math. All right. As to BOE 97, I would make a motion to classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second.
Okay, which number was that?
BOE 97. That was the 171 Oakmont Hills. That's the one you wanted, right?
Yeah, thank you. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. That has been classified. Are all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Motion passes. All right. And then as to BOE 93, based on your representation that you own 5% of that one, 5% will be 100% commercial. If you apply the 25-75 ratio to the other 95%, that adds, that would mean that only that 23.75 of that 95 would be commercial. So you add the 5% to it, and you got 28.75 commercial and 71.25 residential. In other words, I'm taking 25% of 95%, and that's the commercial amount, and you add that to the 5%, and you get the 28.75%, and 71.25% is going to be residential.
Okay.
All right. As to BOE 93, I would make a motion to classify it as mixed use, 28.75%. Commercial, 71.25 residential.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. That was classified. Now.
Hold on, David. All of these also have discrimination evaluations. So.
All right. Do you want us to go ahead for state tax commission purposes, Valerie, to rule on discrimination and valuation on these? Or you, in other words, you've all the boxes have been checked on some of these, and I want to give you a ruling. If you're doing appeals or anything like that, I need to give you a ruling.
That'd be great. Yes, I do want to appeal it to the state.
With respect to, do all of these properties have the same, or is it just?
I think
they do.
Okay.
All right.
Yes. They're at the same boxes. Okay.
Yeah.
Going back to BOE 97, I would make a motion to deny discrimination evaluation.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And then going back to BOE 93, I would make a motion we deny discrimination evaluation.
Second.
And Valerie, when I'm doing this, I'm assuming that you're not, your argument is on classification, not on the values.
Correct. It's discrimination and classification is my main.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. As to, and I want to make sure I exclude the one that she says, okay, but not this one. 165 is not yours. All right, I'm going to include this in a mass motion here on these particular ones so that it helps us all out.
Do you want to rule on 165 first?
165 is not hers,
it's not.
And we're going to have to. Valerie, do we need to call that person then on 165?
That's up to you.
I'll call
probably.
Her.
I'm
going to
call.
Okay. All right. Valerie, here's what's going to be the motion. As to BOE 159, 160, 161, 166, 167, 168, 169, 423. No, that's wrong.
Skip that one.
That's not hers.
Yep, skip that one.
162... 163, 164, and 170, I'd make a motion to deny on classification, discrimination, value.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Valerie, always a pleasure. I hope we get some answers out here soon, okay?
I hope you mean that.
I do, because I would rather not do that, have these arguments every year. All right, we're doing the best we can. I hope you know it. But take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, says to BOE, let's go back here again.
413 and 414. Page 9.
To 9. Okay, I just need to go back to the property.
No, that's fine. You're good. I don't think there's anything else. Thank you.
Go to BOE 165, page 11. Different Valerie?
Nope, same one.
Oh, well, Valerie, I guess we got your same number on this. Okay, do you have the number of these people?
I might. Here, just a moment. I want to read it over out loud on the phone. That's not right.
No, I don't want you to either. Can you call the clerk's office and give them the number, and we'll try to call those people?
I sure will.
All right.
I sure will.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Let's go to BOE 423, David and Dana Denton, do we have any other ones?
That one I hadn't got to yet.
Okay. No, I mean, do we have any other rental properties?
No.
All
Dana?
Yes, Dana, this is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We've got you on the docket this afternoon. Is now a good time?
Yeah.
Okay. Dana, do you guys own any other rental properties in Taney County or just this one?
No, just the one.
And it's put in a nightly rental on occasion?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you familiar with what we've been doing here?
Well, no, not exactly. I talked to Thousand Hills, and they're the ones that told me to fill out the paper, so that's
right.
What I did.
Okay.
So I just received in the mail today at 11 o'clock your letter telling me my appointment was today at 3:30 and stuff. And I was looking at it, and it was talking about sales and appraisals and deeds, and you'll need to explain some of this to me. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. That's all right. If you're just appealing the classification, or are you just appealing the classification?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you're just appealing the classification, what we do on these is if you just have one property in Taney County that you put into a nightly rental program, we'll give you a break on the first one because we assume some residential use and do 25% commercial, 75% residential. But if you buy more properties and put them in a rental program, nightly rental program, then...
No, we only have the one.
Okay.
And I would say probably we use it 80% and it's rented 20%, to be honest.
Well, what we do on the first one is we give a break and do 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Okay.
And if you own any, if you buy any more for rental purposes, then they'll be 100% commercial. But this one will be the 25-75.
Yeah. So do I need to contact you every year, David?
That depends on the assessor, but we'll see. The assessor, it'll be a different assessor next year, so I don't know what that assessor is going to do. But as to BOE, just get your impact card, see what it says, and then you can make a decision. But with respect to BOE 423, I'd make a motion that we classify it as 25% commercial, 75% residential mixed use.
Second.
Okay.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. All right. Dana, you'll get your decision within a couple of days, and thank you for owning the Taney County. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Can you fully vote the phone number?
I'm sorry?
I'm going to
do the application, but Valerie called, and we have a phone number now. All right.
That's it right there.
So there is a phone number that's not Valerie's on there?
It's Valerie's number.
Oh, it's Valerie. Whitney?
Yes.
This is David Akers of the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Is
now a good time? I guess Valerie told you we'd call?
Yeah.
Okay. But she was kind enough to call in the number so that we could call you directly. I'm assuming since you know Valerie, you know kind of what we've been doing down here in Taney County?
Yeah.
Okay. And this is the only property that you have in Taney County?
No.
The LLC?
We spoke last week about one of my other properties.
Oh, okay. Did you already get what was that other property?
159 Deep Forest.
Okay.
So what we talked about was I own this house you're calling about in a partnership.
Okay.
And I think you said you do 100% commercial on my half.
Is that what you have, a 50-50?
Yes.
Okay. On this, this would be 215 Fraun Drive?
Yes.
Okay.
So did we rule on the other one?
Did we already give you the break on the other one? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So this one.